Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How about Brian Reynolds? Brian Reynolds, man. In June, he's been Mickey Mantle, for God's sakes. He hit the game-winning homer yesterday.
Here's a 1-0 pitch. Swing, high fly ball, deep center field. Fairchild back. Warning track, carrying it gone. Brian Reynolds hit it out of here. First run of the game. Brian Reynolds, a two-out home run in the eighth. And the Pirates lead it 1-0.
You think Kevin Young was excited? Kevin Young has grown into a really good analyst. I listened to a lot of the game on the radio side yesterday, and he's not the most emotional guy. That right there is the most you're going to get out of him. But I dig it, man. I don't think Block thought that ball was getting out. I don't think he thought that ball was getting out. I heard the TV call. I don't think Greg Brown thought that ball was getting out. But everything Brian Reynolds is hitting right now, basically, is turning to gold. And we talked about All-Stars. Mitch Keller, probably deserving of All-Star consideration, at least consideration. Paul Skenes, deserving, at least, of All-Star consideration. Real quick, though, Brian Reynolds is playing his way into that conversation. 18-game hitting streak. And he adds to that hitting streak with flair, and he wins the game for them. And he's not an emotional guy either. But as he was rounding second, he gave one of these.
Yep.
Like,
yes.
Like he's bearing down on the toilet. Like, you don't get the fist pump. You don't get, like, there's no somersault. He's not grittying out there. But you got emotion from Brian Reynolds. He's fifth among NL outfielders, easy for me to say, in RBI with 40. He's third among NL outfielders in home runs. He's fifth in NL outfielders in batting average at .271. He's fifth in NL outfielders in OPS at .785. He's seventh in on-base percentage. He's fourth in slugging percentage. Real quick, Brian Reynolds is having himself a nice year, or a very good year.
Yeah, that's all-star stuff, right? I mean, in outfield, it's not just his, you know, normal position. It's not position by position. You're saying outfield.
Just
to
outfield.
To me, if he just could, you know, if he, I mean, this is, it would be insane for him to continue this for the next month, but, I mean, as consistent as he played, I think he might be working his way to be an all-star.
I think so, too.
Which is awesome. Good for him. You have two guys right now that we've talked about. Now, we need three. We've talked about two guys singing for their supper. Mitch Keller and Brian Reynolds. All right, Ke'Bryan Hayes, your turn.
Yes.
Sing for your supper.
Two of the three contract guys have really, really been very good. After a slight slow start from Mitch.
Yep.
And a pretty slow start, frankly, from Brian Reynolds.
Yes.
To the point where I think last week I was saying, buddy, you're making $100 million for the Pirates. You need to be way better.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been way better. They don't win the game, obviously, yesterday without his contribution.
Very, very good.
Very good. And that is clutch last night, or yesterday afternoon. Absolutely clutch. You're right about Ke'Bryan Hayes.
What's his contract?
Hayes makes 8.75 on average a year.
For 7 years?
Forget the term on that.
Okay. But he's the third highest contract, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and he makes less money on a year basis than Aroldis Chapman this year, and technically lower than Marco Gonzalez, mm-hmm. although Marco Gonzalez is getting his bill paid for by another team.
Mm-hmm.
Ke'Bryan signed an 8-year, $70 million contract.
Yeah.
It's a lot. That $8.75 million is not a lot in baseball circles. That's a pretty penny, though, for the Buccos.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mitch Keller.
Exactly. And so, you're right. He does need to be better.
Yes.
I don't know that I'm seeing it right now. I know he hit the homer the other day. He's hitting .238. He doesn't need to be what he was in the second half of last season. Because to think he's going to do that consistently, well, I think we've seen enough of Ke'Bryan Hayes to know that's not who he's going to be. I hoped coming into the year, he found himself. Well, maybe he's just a streaky guy. He got a .629 OPS at a corner infield spot. And defensively, he's been good. I don't think he's been as good defensively this year as he has been in the past. You need much better from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when John Wehner was on with us yesterday, he said it's tough to get these long winning streaks whenever you're winning close games because the bullpen gets taxed. You need to score runs. You know, they need to add, no doubt. But if Ke'Bryan Hayes could have a hot streak between now and the trade deadline, that might go a long way.
Yes.
You're right about him. And we have seen O'Neill Cruz turn it around since May. He has an OPS over 800. I'd like to see him hit the ball over the fence, but an OPS over 800 in today's baseball is very good. So he's done it. Key Brian Hayes has not done it. Brian Reynolds has done it. Mitch Keller's done it. You're right. Key is like...
next.
He's got to be next. Yep. No doubt about that.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.